think it is a real joy, privilege, and honor and a blessing to be able to be here another Monday afternoon. We are grateful for God's precious love. We appreciate Him loving us and having mercy upon us and helping us, as we said, a multitude of times. We really couldn't help ourselves. Nobody can save themselves. We're all at our very best. The Bible decrees plainly that we're all sinners. We're shaped in iniquity and born in sin. All of us have a depraved Adamic nature, have a prone to sin, a desire to sin in His flesh, and His flesh is just at its best, it's full of holes. But I'm glad that Jesus died and took my place at Calvary, bearing my sins in His own body on the tree. He justified me freely by His marvelous, amazing grace. I'm glad He had mercy upon me, forgave me, cleansed me, made me brand new on the inside, and put me in newness of life. About 39 years ago, something wonderful took place in my life. Jesus had mercy upon me, a vile sinner, saved me not in but from sin, and gave me without price, without money, a drink out of a well of living water, and I've never thirsted again. This well, of course, would be a well of salvation. He saved me from sin and gave me a drink of where I've got completely satisfied, and I've never thirsted again for the world. I'm thankful that God had mercy upon me as a sinner and had mercy on me and saved me, washed me, cleansed me, made me brand new on the inside, put me in newness of life. What a blessing it is to know Him as your personal Savior. And I know the world, most of the world knows about Him, and most of the world believes He's the Son of God. But, beloved, that don't save. That is a mind belief. That's easy believism. You've got to believe in heart. He's got to become personal, real, and alive in you. He's got to transform you and change you. He's got to become your personal Savior. You've got to receive Him, that is, to believe on Him and trust in Him as the Savior of your soul. You've got to repent of your sin. You've got to see yourself as a sinner. You've got to be broken, contrite. You've got to give up the flesh and the world, the things of the flesh, and call on Him with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. The Bible said the sacrifices of God are a broken heart and a contrite spirit. That's a sacrifice God will not despise. And if you go to heaven, you're certainly going to have your sin forgiven, because nothing unclean can ever enter into heaven. You've got to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. He sacrificed Himself, His life at Calvary, gave Himself for us so we might not have to die in sin and go to hell. The Bible said, "He that knew no sin, that be Jesus, became sin for you and I, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." And if you go to heaven, you certainly have to be justified in the sight of God Almighty, and that'd be the sacrificial death, the blood that He shed at Calvary, His life that He gave for us freely. His only thing that can reconcile you back to God Almighty as through the blood of His cross. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." He's the only way into heaven. He's the way. There's no other way. I don't care what you may try, what you may do, what you may think about things that you've got maybe worked out in your own life. Beloved, none of that will justify you. None of that will carry you into heaven. You can't get to heaven except coming through Jesus. He is the way, the truth. He's the truth of God. He's God Almighty reincarnate in a human body. God became man, yet God became man, the Son of Man, yet He was God reincarnate in a human body. Of course, He took our place at Calvary, bearing our sins in His own body on the tree. He became the propitiation, atonement for our sins. He that knew no sin became sin for you and I, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And I know I'm going to heaven. I'm not unworthy of it. I don't deserve it. I should have died in sin and went to hell, but God had mercy upon me. My mother's prayers caught up with me, and the Lord answered her prayers and dealt with me as a young man, void of understanding, blinded by the god of this world. The devil himself had my mind blinded. He had me overwhelmed with sin, chaos, and confusion. But I'm glad to let God let the glorious gospel of Christ appear unto me and shine unto me, and I saw myself as a sinner. I called on God with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. The Lord saved me just like I was. What a blessing it is to be saved and born again, not just to know about Him, but to know Him as one's personal Savior. And I know most of the people, especially here in America, those who have heard the gospel, they know Jesus. They know there's something special about that name. They know that He is the Son of God, but they don't know Him as their personal Savior. It's one thing to know about Him, and another thing, beloved, Him to be intimate and become your personal Savior. He's got to get alive in you. He's got to transform you before He can ever do that. You've got to willingly want Him, desire Him above everything else. He'll not force His way in your life. He'll not make you do anything. Love gives one a choice, and God gives us a choice, beloved. about this glorious, wonderful, pure and perfect and powerful salvation that's able to liberate you, beloved, from your sins. When you get saved, God puts a new nature, a divine nature, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Your life, I'll guarantee you, when you get saved, will never, ever be the same. The Bible said, therefore, if any man in person be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away and all things become new to you when you get saved. I'll guarantee you, you'll have a new nature, divine nature, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He'll put his love within you, beloved. It'll be a love, a divine love, a love that's whereby you'll love everybody. Now, you may not love evil, and you won't love evil, and you won't love sin, but you'll love sinners, you'll love souls, you'll love people. You want to see the very best for people. You want to help them. You want to encourage them. You want to lead them out of the darkness that they're in, beloved, and into God's eternal light. Jesus also is the light of the world, the life of the light of men. In him there is no darkness at all. No darkness meaning no sin in him, no guile in him, beloved. He's perfect, he's pure, he's precious, he's powerful, he's altogether lovely, and he's the only one that can redeem you, reconcile you back to God Almighty through the blood of his cross. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh, he said, to the Father, but by me. Yes, sir, he is the way, the truth, and the life. If you ever get to heaven, beloved, you'll have to come in through him. Also, he said, I am the door. Because he's the door that leads into the sheepfold. If anybody tries to come up any other way, beloved, they'll be the same as a thief and robber and be cast out in that day. You can't go to heaven except you experience the new birth. Jesus must get alive in your heart. He's got to transform you. Your sins must be forgiven and placed under his blood. Outside the shedding, the Bible said, of the blood there's no remission, no forgiveness for sin. You've got to experience the new birth. You was born in this world. That's a freshly birth. That's a water birth. That's a natural birth, beloved. You was born in your mother's womb. And of course, shaven iniquity and born in sin, you were born in this world. Born into a human body. Inside that human body, there is housed in there, beloved, an immortal soul and an eternal spirit, beloved, in on the inside of you. That's the life of you. Now, I know this whole heart, this muscle that pumps the blood is the organ that God ordained to pump the blood through the body. Life-giving flow of the body. Beloved, it's the blood. And of course, when of course the heart quits, then the life just lays down, the old body does, and it dies. And of course, it's going to die because the sentence of death is in your body, beloved, and there's no discharge in the war of death. The Bible said in Adam, we're all going to die. No discharge, no getting out of the war of death. Beloved, if you die in your sin, you'll go to hell. But you don't have to. Jesus took your place. He died in your place. He was your substitute, the propitiation, the atonement for your sin. He that knew no sin became sin. Praise God for you and I. We might be made the righteousness of God in him. He done what nobody else could do. He redeemed us. He ransomed us. He rescued us. And beloved, he saved us and washed us and cleansed us in his own blood. And I'm going to heaven not because of anything good that I've done, but what he done for me, forgiving my sins 39 wonderful years ago. He saved me, made me brand new on the inside, and put his divine nature in me, and I have never, ever been the same. I had new desires, beloved, had new ambitions, had new goals, had new aspirations, but I just wanted to please him. It called me to be a soldier. My old desires I had for smoking and gambling, cussing, carrying on and running with the world, all that departed from me. I didn't have to quit it. It quit me. No more did I desire those kind of things when I got saved. I had a new desire, a new nature, divine nature. This old earthly birth, beloved, it gets you into this world, get into the next world, the heaven itself. You'll have to experience the new birth. You got born a second time, that's the Lord from heaven. The Bible said the first man, Adam, was made a living soul, but the second man, Adam, was made a quickening spirit. God had to quicken his spirit. Ephesians chapter 2 said, ye who were dead, that's those that were saved. He's talking to ye who were dead. I used to be dead in trespass and sin, but God has quickened me and made me alive. My eternal spirit and soul, beloved, has already been saved when a punishment of sin, and that's hell, beloved. I'll never go to hell. He took my place. He bore my sins in his own body on the tree. But just the unjust, dying in my place. What a wonderful Savior that is. He never gives me what I had coming. If he did, of course, see, I'd be beat up all the time. But I'm glad God's mercies are new every morning. Compassions never fail. He's a wonderful, loving God and a wonderful Savior. God became man, the Son of Man, yet God reincarnate in a human body. God got down in tabernacle, beloved, in a human body and bearing our sins in his own body, reconciled us back to himself through the blood of the cross of his Son. Now, I know he's the Son of God. God got in human flesh, became man, the Son of Man, became God's Son. But He's expressed Him as the God Almighty. He's part of the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Somebody said, and of course, some of these Muslims say, we believe in one God. Well, I said, well, so do I. If not but one true and living God and Father, my Lord Jesus Christ. They're a Trinity, a Holy Trinity, beloved. They're one in three and three in one. God just took on the form of human flesh, beloved, in the likeness of human flesh. He was born of a virgin. His birth was immaculate, brother. His birth was divine. His birth was from heaven, not like you and I. We were shaven iniquity and born in sin. But His birth, beloved, He was conceived by the Holy Ghost of God in the womb of a virgin who had never knew a man. Of course, she conceived and brought forth her firstborn. Of course, they named Him Jesus. The angel of God named Him, and His name is above every name. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby the Bible said we all must be saved. Now, you can reject that. You can refuse that. You don't have to listen to a bit of it, but one day if you do, you're going to wish you never had, beloved, ever been born in this world. That your mother's womb would have been great with you, never seen light, and had a stillbirth, and never known anything about this world. If you pass by Him, if you refuse Him, if you reject Him, beloved, He's not going to send you to hell. You'll send yourself to hell. God sent Jesus to keep you out of hell. He that knew no sin became sin. The Bible said, for you and I, we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And if you want to go to heaven, you'll have to come in through the door. Jesus is the door. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And no man come to the Father but by Him. He's the great I Am. Moses said, who can I tell it? Sent me to the Egyptian, to Pharaoh there. God said, you tell him that I Am sent you. He's the great I Am, beloved. And just says, I Am right here in human flesh. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh to the Father, said, but by me. If he tried to come any other way, it'd be the same as a thief and robber. It'd be cast out in that day. You're going to wind up, if you die, without Him, going to a place, eternal torment and damnation. The Bible said, where the fire is never quenched, where the worms never going to die, and the smoke of the torment of a second death, where the set up ever and ever, and there be no rest day nor night. You don't have to go there. He went to hell for you. He took your sin, took your punishment, took your bruise, and took your beating, and brother, took everything that we had coming on by ourselves, and nailed it to His cross. And if you go to hell, you go as an intruder. But if you want to get to heaven, the way's been made, beloved, the price has been paid. Your salvation's free. It's free, the Bible said. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. The gift of God, not of works, as any man should boast. Salvation is paid for in full. And you can just come and get your drink out of this well I'm talking about, a spiritual well, a well of living water. Beloved, when He gets alive in you, I guarantee you, you'll never, ever be the same. You'll see what I'm talking about. You saved God's gift to man. That's His beloved Son, the Lord Jesus, who took our place. Now, see, time just about gone. Won't you write to us, pray for us, and God bless you as I pray in His name. Amen.